Good morning. Father's Day is one of those tricky holidays. For some people, it's a happy day in which to celebrate their dad, his love, the things he taught them, and his lasting influence on their life. For some, it's a day filled with darker emotions, grief over the loss of a beloved father or child, anger at an absentee dad, fear of a man who doled out abuse instead of love, or a hard-to-quantify yearning for something, for someone that you don't have. Father's Day in my house is a microcosm of these things. My wife is quiet and sad. She still mourns the loss of her father some 9 years ago. Joanne and her dad were extremely close, and they spoke every day. Just a brief call. It only lasted a couple of minutes. Its purpose was to convey their love for and connection to one another. It truly was beautiful to behold. My relationship with my father has become strained as he has aged. He raised his children to believe in honor and honesty. Your word is your bond, and never trust a liar, he would say. Pop taught me the importance of respect for oneself and for others. He was a gentleman and had no tolerance for men who didn't treat a woman like a lady. My father raised us to believe that everyone should be treated equally and given a fair chance. A person's race or religion didn't matter. What mattered was their character. His best friend growing up in the inner city was black. I'm truly baffled that this man from my childhood has become someone I don't recognize and who I find difficult to talk with or be around. He fully supports a president that repeatedly lies and then lies about lying. A man whose disrespect for others is on daily display. A man without honor. But more than that, it's the racist things I hear my father say about immigrants, asylum seekers, Muslims, and people of color that cause me pain and make me ashamed. Where is the man that raised me? The man whose personality I, of all of his children, most resemble. What happened to my pop? And then there's my child, being raised in a house with two moms. They've never had a father. In fact, their birth certificate is the first one issued in the state of New Hampshire that doesn't say mother and father. I watched them struggle and feel excluded in elementary school when it was time to make Father's Day presents in art class and cards in English. While Eli loves us dearly, as a child, they yearn to not be different, to not have to explain and justify their family to classmates and teachers alike. We always made sure there were strong, loving male role models in Eli's life, but I know they still wonder what they missed out on. What things do men called fathers add to a home? How would they be different if they were raised by one? What does a father's love feel like? Like I said, Father's Day's tricky. For those that it applies to, happy Father's Day. For those that it's difficult, I wish for you peace on this day. Good morning.